Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Express yourself. Express yourself.
9:44.
You don't never need
on CLTV and on 720 WGN. Cool thing about this 9 o'clock hour, aside from the CLTV piece, we get a chance to meet some amazing people doing amazing things, and one in studio right now. His name is Will Geiger. Will, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Thanks for being over here.
Thanks for having me.
What do you do, before we tell people what you do, what do you do when you're not doing that? Your regular life?
What's my regular life?
What's your job?
I work for a small financial consulting firm, Railroad Financial Corporation.
So would you call that a desk job?
Yes, it's more of a desk job.
You've done 5 Ironman triathlons?
Yes, I have.
About to do your 6th, special circumstances.
Yes.
How's a guy that does 5 triathlons tie himself to a desk all day? You must lose your mind at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
He ties the desk on his back.
Right, exactly.
I bet he has a standing desk.
I do.
Ha-ha. I knew it.
Yeah, standing leaping. So when did you do your first Ironman?
I did my first Ironman in 2010, March of 2010.
Obviously, you're a guy that's in shape. You've been doing this for a long time. Do you do the mini tries to build up to that?
Yes. The first thing I did was a sprint try.
And explain the difference in distances.
It's kind of like different distances in running. You've got a 5K, a 10K, half marathon, full marathon. Sprint triathlons are kind of like the equivalent to a 5K. Then you've got Olympic distances. Half Ironman and then a full Ironman.
I believe it's addictive, right? That's the only way you could get to do an Ironman is you must be addicted.
Yeah, it's kind of sick.
So when you did your first Ironman, where was it?
It was in Lake Taupo, New Zealand.
In New Zealand?
Yes, it was.
Why there?
Because when I first did one, I didn't know if I was going to be one and done, so I thought I'd do it in a place that I'd always wanted to travel.
Okay. So you wanted to combine the two?
Yes.
Is the key in that first one just proving to yourself you can complete it?
Pretty much.
And did you?
I did.
It's got to be an incredible feeling.
It was very fulfilling, and I had my whole family there and raised some money for the Cystic Fibrosis Association of New Zealand and was buddied up with a boy with CF from Auckland.
Now, at the point that you finish, do you think I've got to do this again, or does that come later?
In that one, I had to do it again. I knew right as I finished. It was a really special experience.
Now, Dave, you're in phenomenal shape. Why aren't you out there doing Ironman triathlons?
Because I'm not as tough as Will. Nowhere near it. Nowhere close.
So where was the second, and how much time between the two?
The second was in the Woodlands, Texas, okay. Just north of Houston.
Right.
And it was about a year later.
Did you see through the 5 that you had done to date your times getting better and better?
No, actually, my first one was my second fastest, and I didn't improve on that one until my 4th.
Why would that be?
Conditions are different in every race. Temperature when you start the marathon can be really warm, making it much more challenging. The bike course can be much more have much more vertical gain. So all courses are very different.
And you can get weather issues too, I'm sure.
Correct.
What's the best leg for you, swim, bike, or run?
I run really well off the bike. I have done well on my marathons and in Ironman.
And even though you're talking about something that takes hours and hours and hours, every second matters. So when you come out of the pool, the transition to the bike, is that the toughest?
The transition to the bike is the toughest, yeah, because you're just getting done having swum and knowing that you have to ride for hours before you get to the run.
Yeah. You have to unlock the bike too, Steve. The key's wet.
If it's a tough neighborhood.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. And the run itself, well, the Ironman distances are what?
It's a 2.4-mile swim.
Okay, let that sink in now. 2.4-mile swim.
A 112-mile bike. And then a marathon, 26.2 miles.
And then a marathon. Yeah.
And why do they do them in that order?
Yeah, is that tradition?
Probably liability. I think if people swam last, it would get pretty ugly.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, people die.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you'd think you could cool off better if you swim last, too.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
But now, Mary, you're in tremendous shape. Would you ever do this?
No.
Okay.
I can't swim. Swimming is just so hard for me. I don't know why. I don't have any interest in swimming either. And just the thought of everybody in the water at once, and I don't know.
Well, my wife's
I'd love to bike. I'd love to do a relay thing where I only have to bike or run. You know.
Well, my wife's done the
Someone
mini triathlons.
Someone else can do the swimming for me. Yeah.
And in the mini triathlons, where everything's tight, and she's a really good swimmer, but where everything's tight, the concern is you're getting kicked in the head.
Yeah.
People are all over you.
Elbows.
Do you have that in the Ironman?
Oh yes, you do.
So people are all over you there as well.
Yes.
But Will, you can do the relays too in those.
Yes, you can. You can do relays in those as well.
Oh, so you only have to do the marathon.
And the 110
or the 120
mile bike run.
Well, it's better than the swim.
Right.
So there are certain things that come with a competition that you just understand, but you can't train yourself to be kicked in the head while you're swimming.
Well, I guess unless you're a boxer, no, you can't train for that.
So what's the toughest part of that that whole regimen for you? I mean, I know you've told me before that we were talking off the air a second ago. You're a really good runner. You said that on the air. But is it the swim or the bike that's tougher for you?
I enjoy the bike. It's my weakest of the three disciplines, but I enjoy it a lot. The toughest is probably the run, just because it's a long time to be out on the course, and you face some pretty tough demons at times when you're out there so long.
So when your brain says quit, 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 what do you say?
Keep going.
You can stop, but you got to keep going.
You create small goals. Run to that.
Make it to the next thing.
Exactly.
So start to finish from the time that you get in the water till the time you finish the marathon, how much time has elapsed?
You have to be done within 17 hours. The ones that I've done have been between about 9:20 and 10:30.
What is your best time?
9:23.
23.
Now, are you eating during this? You have to.
Yes, you have
to.
They say. Exactly. Nutrition ends up being the fourth discipline in an Ironman just because you're out there for so long. So you have to be very disciplined in how frequently you consume fluids, electrolytes, and calories, and how much you're consuming per hour.
Well, you're an amazing athlete, and you should be saluted for that, and I hope we've gotten that point across. But tell us who David Kuhn is.
David Kuhn is a 65-year-old blind athlete. He started triathlon probably about 7 years ago. Swam for the first time, actually. Actually, he probably started 5 years ago because he swam.
He's legally blind.
He's legally blind, yes.
Okay, so let's try to imagine that kid. You're swimming blind.
Mm-hmm. He learned to swim at the age of 60 5 years ago. And triathlon's kind of given him a new meaning. He's done a number of triathlons and attempted 4 Ironman so far, completing 1.
And you are going to assist him in the next one?
Yes, I'm going to be guiding him through Ironman Wisconsin in 10 days.
And where is it?
In Madison.
This is an amazing story because the circumstances in which David became blind are tragic.
Correct.
What happened?
David, in 1981, was hit by a drunk driver and pinned in his truck. And he didn't lose his vision immediately. So this was when he was about 28 or 29 years old. But he had irreparable damage to his retinas, causing him to go blind after the accident happened.
So here's a guy, I don't know if he had a family at that point, but he's a young guy with nothing but life ahead of him, whose life has irreversibly changed. When did he start getting interested in fitness and doing triathlons?
He got interested probably about after he retired, actually. It's only been in triathlons in the past 5 years.
So was it something to do? Was it therapy? Was it a combination of both?
I think it was a combination of both for him.
And how did you meet?
I met him through a friend of mine who was supposed to guide him and had a season-ending injury. And over 4th of July weekend, I came back, and he was looking for somebody to step in because his season was ended. He didn't want David Kuhn's season to end. So I decided that I would step in. It had been something I'd always wanted to do, so I decided to guide him.
Well, you're paying the sport forward in a big way here. So when you swim, are you tethered to him?
Yes, we're tethered at the thigh, at the upper thigh.
Okay. And are you mostly verbally guiding him, or how does that work?
Visually guiding him.
Visually.
So I sight for him, and then anytime he bumps into me, he makes a slight adjustment, or if he feels a tension on the tether, he'll make a slight adjustment.
Okay. And then bicycle built for two? How does that work?
It's a tandem bike, so I pilot it, and he rides in the seat, the stoker seat right behind me.
Is he pumping too?
We're both pumping at the exact same cadence. Our wheels are attached. Our pedals are attached together.
So it's like a crew. It's like rowing.
Yes.
Okay. And then you finish that, and it's off to the run.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're
tethered again.
Yes.
All right. Again, I don't know what's more amazing, that he's swimming blind or that he's running blind.
I think both are pretty incredible.
Has he described what it's like for him?
He has described some circumstances in the swim. So the only, I guess, sight that he has is light perception. Okay. So he can tell when the sun is out and when it's not. And when it's not and he's swimming, it creates a very dark environment for him, which can be kind of liberating almost, he said.
It's got to be goosebumps for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really special that you're doing this.
It'll be a pretty special experience.
Please give him our best. And tell everybody what you're raising money for.
I'm raising money for World Bicycle Relief.
And what is that?
It's a nonprofit organization based out of here in Chicago. They provide bikes in mostly third world countries, mostly in Africa, for $147. They provide bikes to families in need so that they can bridge the distance gap that keeps people from having access to education, basic resources that we're so blessed with, and healthcare.
You're an amazing guy.
Oh, thank you.
You got your own family?
I do not. Sisters and family, yes, but I'm not married or no kids yet.
Anybody else in your family an athlete at this level?
Yes, my youngest sister and I have done 3 Ironmans together.
Well, how cool is that?
And she works for World Bicycle Relief as well.
My youngest sister and I got sushi. that was a week ago. We haven't seen each other.
But that was nice.
That was nice. Well, you're an amazing guy. I wish you nothing but success. If people want to donate, where should they go?
There's a link that we can put out on the
We'll put it out on our social media as well.
That I've sent out. But yeah, there's World Bicycle Relief. You can also just go onto their webpage and read a little bit more about the organization and click the donate link.
All right, worldbicyclerelief.org. If we search Will Geiger, G-I-E-I-G-E-R.
G-E-I-G-E-R,
we'd find it there.
Yes.
Be safe. Stay healthy.
Thanks so much for having me.